Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. As we are having a good time here on a Tuesday, a lot going on. The biggest news, obviously, is the Rockets have a whole new feel to them as Kevin Durant is now a member of this team. And now, of course, comes the expectations when you make a move like that. And Nick Wright, FS1, First Things First, formerly here of Sports Radio 610, in the loop with John Lopez. He is an alumni of that great show. Had this to say about the Rockets now that they have the rights and services of one Kevin Durant.
I think I'll pick them to win the West.
Really?
I think they have a great blend of what we've seen works right now in the NBA, which is... You talked about the defense, bang. High-level coaching, no doubt about it. Depth and a guy who can get you a guaranteed 25-plus, yep, which Kevin Durant still is. Like, there is no question about it.
All right. He thinks he's going to pick him to win the West.
Is he going to pick him or does he think he's going to pick him?
Ooh, you're right. Let's hear that again.
Good call, Bernie.
Good call,
you were
there,
listening
Clinton.
That time.
All right.
Fair, very fair.
I'm sorry, man. It just.
No, that's fair. Hell, I deserve it.
It slid out easy, man.
That's fair.
He slid out easy.
On six.
You're listening this time. Okay, let's try it again. He may have said, I think, you're right. He left himself an out. Let's hear it.
I think I'll pick them to win the West.
Really?
Good. That's good. He left.
Damn.
That is real smart.
That's whack.
You know, television, radio, media mindset. He's left himself an out right now just in case the team who he wants to win the West, the Lakers, do something. He's left himself an out there. That's good, Clint. That's good. I didn't catch that.
Oh, it's as lame as Nick's hair.
I think I'll pick them to win the West. Okay, not bad. He did give some good reasoning why though.
It's non-committal, man.
It was. He's got a foot out.
Are you picking him or not? I think it's a ballsy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're quite ready to get to that point yet, right? When it's because even when I said yesterday Vegas had them, you know, second best odds to win the championship, you're like, I don't know about all of that yet. Like,
I just don't know that what I watched in the NBA playoffs this year that the Rockets are a KD away from shoe in. That's a bold prediction to me. I mean, especially on a year like this where you saw, like you mentioned, the LeBron James of the league, the Kevin Durant's of the league, the like down the stretch, you know, we're banking on Anthony Edwards being the guy and coming into his own. We're banking on them two teams we just watched in the playoffs, you know, carrying the load.
Caleb Brunson, like, and Tyler.
I think it's easy right now to look at what we just watched and go, yeah, man, KD would have had these boys competing with that bunch we were watching. I don't know that bunch we just watched wasn't just kind of an anomaly here this year when you saw some of the older heads, more established superstars, not in the mix. I just don't. I mean, I think the Rockets I love where they're at. I love what they're doing. I love the identity. I love Ime Udoka. I love everything about them. But they still got a bunch of young dudes around KD that have to take the next step.
Yeah. Let me pose this to all of you. You can jump in on this 713-572-4610 text line as well, YouTube and Twitch. For this trade to be a success with Kevin Durant, do they need to win a championship with him? For this to be a success.
But
sometimes
they got to compete for one. For it to be a success,
they have to reach what?
I don't think it's a certain round. I mean, if they play through the season, they load manage KD, they get to the end, and they just happen to run into whoever this year's you know, best team is, and they lose in a 7-game series, whether it's in the first round, the second round. I mean, I don't view all, it was the first round. They lost in the first round. Get them the hell out of here. No, I think throughout the season with KD, if you prove to be one of the best, like legitimately one of the best, like I think the Rockets have arrived. Like last year, I think it was fair to say, you really believe in what the Rockets are doing right now? Like, they're young, they've arrived, they got this identity, they won more games than everybody expected, they're the 2 seed. Are you really believing they're a 2 seed? I think most people would have said, no, I don't believe they're a 2 seed. I believe they're a good playoff team, but I don't think they're a 2 seed, right? Like, with KD in the boat, like, to me, it's got to be, hey, man, this is a legit title-contending team. Now, if they run into a buzzsaw in the playoffs, I'm not going to discredit that. Me, personally, that's how I see it.
Text line coming through. You got to at least make the Western Conference Finals. Someone else. You got to make this team needs to win a championship while KD is here, or you've wasted the future of Jalen Green. Another text in. They've got to at least make the finals. What is this? Do the Rockets have to win a championship? Where do they? What has to happen for this to be a success to you? I do think they got to get to the finals.
Yeah, I don't have a destination in mind for me.
In my mind, I hear you on that. The product, you've been consistent with that. I do. I think this group to me feels like now. That is right now, right now. If something there's another move made that we don't see coming,
sure,
right, yeah. Like. You know, if there's another, I don't know, Luka's going to get traded to the Lakers in a weird thing. Like, you know, something else happens, you know, we'll see. But right now, the way this team is constructed and the growth it seems like this team is going to have and everything they have, like, I feel like over the next couple of years, that to me, I would look at that. And of course, you have to look at it certain ways, but I would look at that. That to me seems to be the success point of it is, I'm not gonna say they got to win the thing, but can they at least get through the Western Conference and get to the Western Conference Finals? Yeah. Now the way that the East looks right now, seems like if you win the West, you're probably gonna win.
I mean, the championship is the Western Conference Finals, right? Yeah, Ron, I don't know. Like,
got to do better than what James Harden did.
But look, James. I mean, look, I'm not a James Harden fan, but I mean, it's. I mean, I had a lot of fun, as much fun as I could have watching ISO ball with James Harden, and I don't look. They got booted out of the playoffs a good amount of times because they ran into a damn buzzsaw. They ran into a dynasty.
I mean, I think I hear what you're saying. If OKC, even though we don't really see it yet, if OKC begins to turn into the Warriors, and you're like, you bang your head up against them, and they somehow get you the way that the Warriors got.
Yeah, look, if right now with the moves that are being made in the NBA, I'm listening this morning, and word on the street is LA's got to go make a move. So if Luka and LeBron go out and get a center and some perimeter shooting that takes him to the next level, and they are nails next year, if we run up against him in the first or second round and we lose to him, you're pissed? Like, you can't believe what...
They got to get out of the first round.
Well, no, look, it matters who they run up against. If they get ran up out of the playoffs in the first round by a team that they're favorites, favors to win, and they lose in five, I'm like, yeah, that's a disappointing season. But like the other, it was the Lakers and Denver. So if Denver goes out there and makes these moves to where they improve their team significantly, and you got that bunch, and you lose in the first or second round of that bunch, like, you're disappointed in KD. For me, I just can't. It's hard for me to say if they don't get to this point in the playoffs, then it's a bust. It's all for none. I can't get there with that. Yeah. I know people don't like that, but that's just the reality of it for me.
Text line coming through. They need to win a championship sometime while KD is still in Houston to be considered a successful trade. Western Conference Finals appearance is success. 50 wins plus Western Conference Final. My thing is, for me, it is, this isn't a, there are some teams that I think are in, that are in championship or bust mode.
Yeah.
There are you can talk about any kind of sports, right? I think OKC is probably now have arrived to championship or bust. Right. There is a strong disappointment if the way their team is set up, if they don't win at all, right? I think there are some teams, the Warriors of the past, the Cavs with LeBron, Miami with LeBron, I think those teams were championship or bust. Because a lot of things occurred, like, one, man, hey, man, we kind of emptied the clip here. We kind of let it all out here. I don't think the Rockets have emptied the clip. I don't think that the Rockets have just...
Oh, I don't know. Right, they haven't gone all in.
Yeah, they haven't gone all in and just said, hey, this is... All right, man, we're shoving it all to the table.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think they've done that, because let's say the next couple of years they don't win with KD. I think they still have Amen Thompson, who you would have hoped has taken major steps over the next 2 years. Şengün, you would hoped has taken major steps. In the next couple of years, they've got 6 first-round picks from this point to 2029. So that's a big thing to me, where I don't see it is a failure or not a success if they don't win a championship, because I don't think that they've pushed all their chips to the middle of the table yet. I don't think they've done that yet.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think they go out and make another move, and then all of a sudden it becomes a like if the Lakers go out and make a splash move right now, it's championship or bust.
Yes, yes.
If Denver goes out and makes a splash move, it's championship or bust. I mean, there's a handful of teams.
The Lakers about run out.
Minnesota goes out there and gets Anthony Edwards the help that they're asking for, and they find that right guy, make a big move, a big splash move, it's championship or bust. Right? Boston with the injury, they're in a little bit of an idle mode there. I think the Pacers with the unexpected run plus the injury, they're in a little bit more of an idle mode there. I don't know exactly where, OKC is, even though they just won it. I just don't look at the Rockets as a championship or bust just because they went out and got Durant. I'm not going to be mad at all if they lose a series early in the playoffs. Now, I'll be pissed off if Durant goes out there and lays an egg. I mean, I'll be pissed off if they look like they are just totally outmanned by a team that shouldn't be outmanning them. Like, I would be mad at that. But if they go out there and put their best foot forward and KD goes out and has 35 a damn game and they get ousted in the first or second round, hey, man, that's a positive move for me.
Yeah, Tyler, as the Psycho fan... When you look at this trade, for this to be a success, the Rockets have to do what?
I think they need to make it to the NBA Finals. I'm a bit different
While KD is here.
KD is here. As a Rocket. Yeah. I mean, we laid it all out yesterday pretty well, I thought. I mean, this is one of the most prolific scorers, no matter his age, the game's ever seen. And you did a great job bringing him in for not much. I mean, that was a wondrous job, and all the praise is being thrown down on Rafael Stone right now. But Durant as a Rocket, yeah. With the squad you got right now, yeah. See, I need to see an NBA Finals berth.
I think there are other teams in the West that are, they have shoved it to the tape. Like, you talked about the Lakers are going to do whatever they can to do whatever all-in. Hell, they've been an all-in for years now with LeBron at his age. I think I'm with you. I think the Denver doesn't want to waste Jokic's prime. I think they're probably all-in. I think teams like the Rockets and the Spurs are not doing that, but the Rockets made a big move to help themselves get to that next level. And I don't know, boy. I think damn sure got to get out of the first round. They got to be real contenders.
Ron, you can argue that some of these squads in the West, I mean, there's L.A., Denver, Minnesota, Golden State. I mean, those four teams have to be all in with who they're riding with.
Yeah, Clippers probably.
Clippers right in the middle of it too. Yeah, I mean, those teams have to be all in. Like, spend as much money as you can to try to win one. But maybe the Rockets are there too. Maybe they make another move. But Durant doesn't get me there.
But they don't have to be all in. The Rockets don't, like those teams do, where they're just trading all their assets. Right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
The Rockets don't have to be all in, and I think their roster is probably better than me. Like, their total roster. They're all of their entirety of the roster. Like, the Lakers don't have a center. they don't have like parts. Like, the Rockets roster is still all the way, you know, better and more equipped right now. And they add KD. Someone texted in and said they've got to get their hell Reed Shepard signed a $200 shoe now. Is that how much that shoe
Shepherd.
Is?
Ain't buying that shoe for $200.
That shoe is $200? No way.
Drop the price, shave the mustache, and I'll consider it.
I thought that was maybe a $125, $150. Well,
you got a
price on it, Tyler?
Yeah,
it
looks like a retail for the Good Shepherd shoe is $210.
Go to hell, Reed.
That ain't got $210 on it.
No, not a chance. I mean, I got a pair of 11s
in my closet that I paid $200 for.
Clint, I can't spend $200 because it's Reed.
You ain't spending $200 on LeBron's, much less Reed.
That's not true. I have. But I mean, I'm not certain. I've got some Jordans, but I'm certainly not. No, I'm Reed Shepherd can't drag me out to spend $200.
$210? Your Nike Zoom technology?
It's a Good Shepherd, man.
Dude, man.
He's got a stroke.
Tyler, order you a pair, man.
Get you a pair.
I could.
Get the pink ones.
No, I don't get the pink ones. That'd be gimmicky. Get them white with them speckles on them. They got speckles on them.
Yeah.
They got a little character.
Yeah. That would be gimmicky.
Get you them speckles, man.
Real or fake coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it's Tuesday. That means we'll do a little real or fake. If you don't know how this segment works, I read a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. You can give your reasoning, text in, or hit us up on YouTube and Twitch like many do. As we look at this, if it's real or fake, a little real or fake. Let's start with the Texans here. C.J. Stroud will be a serious MVP candidate this year.
God bless, brother.
For the Texans, real or fake?
Oh, wow. Fake. Yeah,
fake.
Mm. You are fake news.
Fake. Yeah, I'm going fake on that. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Real or fake, Tyler? C.J. Stroud will be a serious MVP candidate this year.
I so very badly want to say real.
Well, what's holding you back?
The entirety of last football season.
Okay.
Oh. So I'm going to go with fake. I really wanted to say real because I think he's got it in him, but there's just too many factors we don't know about. And a new offense in town, yeah, fake.
Yeah, look, here's the deal.
That was well said.
Here's the deal.
Factors that we don't know.
That's it. There's
text line coming through real.
There's too much unknown. There's too much unknown on the offensive side of the football. It is clear what they did on defense. They added some game changers. It is absolutely clear what they did on defense. We don't know what they've done on offense yet. We'll see exactly what that looks like. I think this is a run-heavy defensive football approach. Keep things simple offensively. Run the football effectively. Don't turn it over. Let's play great defense and win games that way. And I don't think anybody's going to be taken aback by 8 or 9, 10 wins in this division. Like that, there was that first year jumping on the scene, pulling this franchise out of dysfunction into, hey, man, they're going to win a division and they're winning some. I mean, this is the real deal. He's having an unbelievable season.
The arrow's pointed up.
That shock is behind us. So I just. You couple that with how much unknown is out there in the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, I can't. It's fake.
Yeah, is it real or fake for you, Ryan?
I'm gonna say fake. I think he is going to have closer to year one type of a year. I think he puts up a season much closer to that. But I think you have got to. One, either be a rookie like he was, and then maybe you don't have to win as many games, or you have to win a certain amount of games, Clint. I think you've got to be a 1 or a 2 seed like Josh was, or like Lamar has been. And I don't know if the Texans team is going to win enough games, right? And I do think they probably are going to try to run the ball more, so I don't know if he is going to have the gaudy numbers potentially. I think he's going to be more closer, as I said, to year one, but I just don't think the Texans are going to win. I think you got to win 12 something games to put yourself in that space, because that's the other big part of it. Like, you know, Mahomes won 15 games last year. They had the best record. He finished like 7th, you know, in the MVP race. So I think you got to win enough games. So I think he's going to play really well. If they win 12 games, I think it's a real serious thing. It's just I'm having a hard time getting to them being able to do that. So I'm going to go with you and say fake. Text line coming through with different thoughts. Second year in the system, I say real. Sorry, boys, going to miss y'all on Thursday. Shoulder surgery, I'll be back Friday. Well, we'll miss you too. I guess that's real for you. Real or fake? Kevin Durant will play 60-plus games this season. Real or fake?
It's a big number. Yeah, I think
he played 62 this past year.
I think it's real. I think it's real. He had zero reason to play 60-plus games last year and did it. He has plenty of reason with this young team around
and
him.
And I'm pretty good, Clint. He just missed the last 15. I'm certain, something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go real on this one. I think KD again. I know there's some like a reputation out there, if you will, fair or foul. But I think KD recognizes I got a young group around me. We got to create the chemistry. I've only got a handful of years left. I've got to go get it while I can. I think he plays 60 plus games. So I think it's real.
Yeah. I'm gonna say real too. I think they're going to take care of him, and I think it will be smart because we know why they brought KD here. They mm-hmm. brought KD here for April, May, June, hopefully playing all the way through in that time. I don't think he'll play very many back-to-backs, and I think there'll just be some rest moments. He's got to hopefully not completely like this, but there's a bit of a Jordan and like, hey man, we're gonna get a couple of. He's probably gonna miss a couple of games anyway, unplanned. But also, I think some fans may not realize this. That's like they're going to have to sit him because he's a guy that wants to play all the time, every day, and they're going to have to sit him and do that. Like I said, he had rolled his ankle really bad last year. And he went ahead and missed the final 15 because the Suns weren't going anywhere, and he missed the final 15. He had played up to 62 up to that point and then missed the final game. So, but I do think he goes 60-plus. Tyler, real or fake? He plays 60-plus games.
Yeah, I'm going to go with real, just with fingers and toes crossed that everything keeps moving in the same direction with him going over that 60 number the last two seasons. He had quite a stretch there a few years before the last 2 years. Where he didn't make it to 60, not even close with some of them. But the last two seasons, he's eclipsed that. Hope for a third in a row from KD.
Kick Rock says fake. If he plays 65 to 70, I can live with that.
Is this real?
50 to 55, I'm going to be pissed. I'll be honest with you. I'd be fine with 55 as long as, like he was right to get to that point. So. So, yeah, there it is with KD. Real or fake? Spencer Arrighetti will start a playoff game this year for the Astros. Real or fake, Tyler? Spencer Arrighetti will start a playoff game for the Astros this year.
Ooh, I'm going to actually go with fake here. Not,
really?
Not that we don't see a return of young Spence, but I think it's going to come later than anyone wanted or thought. And Spencer Arrighetti would be doing some sort of kind of bullpen work in October if that were the case, if he were available and had an arm that was working. So I'm going to go with fake.
I'm going to tell you, if playing long toss in left field during the Mariners batting practice takes Spencer Arrighetti out for the year ultimately.
It's not ideal.
Where he's not pitching in the playoffs. I'm going to be irate.
Yep.
So no, I'm going fake. No, what was it?
You're going real.
I'm going real. I think he does start. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say fake just because I don't think it's going to be that he is not capable of being able to pitch. I think it's going to be because I think Lance has probably put himself in a position where he is going to go ahead of him, and I think they probably use three starters.
Mm.
If there's a point where they use four, then maybe. But I think Lance is going to be the one at the end of the year. We think, all right, how many starters are they going to use in series? We know Hunter and we know Framber going. Who's going to be the third? I think the third will be Lance, and then I think it just flips back over. So Not mine isn't because I think he's still hurt. In better, I don't think that is the case. Mine is due to, I think Lance passes him up. Finally, real or fake, I routinely get 8 hours of sleep at night.
Fake as hell.
Not a shred of truth. That is that is very fake.
I can't remember the last time I've done it.
You like are fake news.
Like I can't do it on vacation. Aruba didn't do it. Like, and I had nowhere to be. I cannot remember the last time I've slept in that bed for 8 hours.
Well, go home tonight and get your ass in bed. It's not going to happen on the backside of it. You're not going to sleep longer.
I get it on the weekend.
In the morning, like sleep later in the morning, you got to get in that bed earlier. Get in that bed. Telling you, get done with your little deal, your little foolish club deal tonight. Get your ass in that bed. That's the deal. Get straight off that. Go to bed. You get 8.
Clint, there was a real time where I could bang this thing out to 10.
I can get 10 hours.
11. Like I could sleep till noon.
I think I slept 15 hours last Saturday.
Well, I can't.
I'd call that a coma.
I literally can't. I can't.
Well,
you
can and you need to.
Got
to
practice, man.
I'm talking about being healthy and taking care of yourself.
No, I probably get 5.
That's a crying ass shame.
Pop you an Advil PM, man. Get some
under,
Z's.
Under six, easy. Under six.
Man, get you. Let's start with 7.
What do y'all really average, like, per any given night? How many hours of sleep?
I'm telling you, I probably, like, what I do. Last night, I went to bed about 12:45. No, that's a lot. 1, I got
what'd
in the
you
bed
do
about
till
12,
1 o'clock.
12:45.
Party, baby.
I was watching Stick. I was watching old Stick, watching the show on Apple TV. Owen Wilson, shout out to it. It's a good show.
Wow.
Doing some work for the show. Topic thoughts.
Wow.
Till about 1. And then I got up, had to get breakfast going about 6:30.
Yeah, you're burning the candle at both ends. You're going to pay for it at some point.
Yeah. Someone texting, Ron, you're a horrible liar. You don't sleep that much. I mean, what? You think I sleep 3?
You're a father of 3 with a full-time gig. You should be in bed before 1 o'clock in the morning.
I should be.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah. 1's pretty bad.
It's terrible.
It's
especially when you've been thinking about it for a couple weeks.
I have been.
I know you have. Yeah.
All right, some news from the Astros, and Yordan Alvarez will pass across on the other side. And coming up is the NBA going to have to look at things differently, kind of like the way Major League Baseball is with a certain epidemic that's happening. We'll discuss that.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back here. Want to give you an update here on Yordan Alvarez and a little bit on Lance McCullers as well. Some of the injury situations here with the Astros. But before that, man, We're taking off later on this week.
We damn sure are.
Heading on out, man. Going. I was just looking before I left the house. My father-in-law, mother-in-law, they're taking our golf clubs for a roll today, playing a little round of golf.
Are they?
Today. They're the last ones who have touched those golf clubs as well from the last time they went and played a round of golf. Looks like we're going to be playing a little golf up at Traverse City, Michigan, which we are heading up there on Thursday and Friday. We'll do the show live from there on Thursday and Friday, and you need to make your way on out there, and it's said to be a beautiful time. Obviously, we will experience it. We talked about it, Clint. They've got it all. Resort, spa, that's where we're staying, the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. Luxury accommodations. They've got it all. Three championship golf courses, Clint. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, all kind of wineries. They got over 100 miles of beach. I'm telling you, shoreline there to enjoy. This time of year, look around these parts, it's pretty common for folks to try to get out of Houston, get out of the heat. And we just want to make you aware of Michigan's ultimate all-season destination, which is Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, man. It's the luxury accommodations. You mentioned the golf courses. I'm taking my wife, so we're gonna experience some world-class spa services, as well as what I mentioned, the wineries, the shorelines. And here's the key. They're making it easy for you to get there. You can experience it all with a nonstop flight on United Airlines from IAH to TVC. It's a premier getaway in northern Michigan, and I'm telling you, man, it is. It's we're gonna let you know exactly how it is. My first time up there,
yeah.
But to hear people tell it, woo wee, this is some kind of place now.
Clothes.
Yeah, what he just said.
Yeah, cherry capital of the world.
Yeah,
Where's cherry pie.
Yeah. What else you looking to try?
I'm trying to be smart here.
We ain't got no reason either. We ain't got no reason to go up there and put on no weight now.
Sure we do.
I mean, they got freshwater bays. They got wooded trails. They got sandy beaches. I mean, there's plenty of exercise out there to be had now. Plenty.
There's some exercise to be had.
Yeah.
I exercised my ass off in Aruba.
Oh, did you?
still managed to put on a good 5. But no, man, it's going to be a great, great time. We'll be doing that coming up. Thursday. We'll take off Thursday, get down there Thursday, and we'll do the show live from there on Friday. And it should be a fun time to see everything they've got. Sandy beaches too, huh? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Again, guys, it's, what is it, 90-something today? And as hot as it is here and there.
Hey, 88 right now.
88.
On my side of town. 89 just clicked over. 89 and H.
It don't feel like 89, I bet you. And up there, man, you're talking about the 70s, and you can get from runway to fairway, to be honest with you. That quick, huh?
Look out now.
Easy, man. Straight flight from Bush that you can go and take. So I would advise you go and look at that. By the way, also wanted to let you know, with the Astros here, they put Sean Dubin on the 15-day IL with a forearm strain. That's retroactive to June 21st. Jordan Weems comes back up to the Major League club. But as we said, Yordan Alvarez, here is the latest with him. Clint, he has begun swinging a bat by hitting off the tee on Sunday afternoon. He is scheduled to hit off the tee in the batting cage again today.
Wow, dude.
Or are we? I mean, it's good news. He's swinging a bat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm having a hard time, like, trying to figure out how long he's going to be, how much longer he's going to be. Like, swinging off the tee, how fast does swinging off the tee? And I do wonder if this occasion, Clint, he will actually have a rehab start. Remember the last time before they knew it was fractured, they said he wasn't going to have a rehab start. He would face some guys, some live pitching, and then he'd get right back on it. The last time he faced live pitching, obviously, they found out it was a fracture. So we'll see how long he is going to be out, Clint. But he is—he started Sunday hitting off a tee. He is scheduled to hit off a tee again today. So not knowing the process of how long of that will be, they have been able to survive. But, damn, you really want the big fella to be back in there.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, you look at what the Astros are doing right now. I don't know how sustainable it is long term over 162. It's been great to date, and we've seen some young players and some not so young players kind of take that next step and really carry the organization to where they are right now in terms of leading the division. Put us in a really good spot to be patient with all these guys. But like we talked about yesterday, man, at some point, the beauty about what the Astros are going through and what they've done so far is you're going to plug in some pretty important players. And none of them are more important and bigger than Yordan Alvarez, for damn sure. You plug that bat into the middle of this lineup, you get Paredes back 100%. You got Pena at the top, Altuve obviously doing his thing. I mean, you can make some real noise here down the stretch with Yordan Alvarez back in the mix. And then you mentioned Spencer Arrighetti. You mentioned Lance McCullers. You get those guys back plugged in. Then, you know, we're on to something right there. So it's beautiful what the Astros have been able to do. But the real beauty is you're going to plug in some serious contributors down the stretch. And, you know, hopefully they take us to the next level.
Lance McCullers, right foot sprain. Obviously, we know he went on the IL. He has been playing catch at Daikin Park, and he threw off the mound yesterday for the first time since the injury. Hopefully that is something for him that is a quicker thing, because the latest report with Spencer Arrighetti is with that broken thumb, he is reported to Florida last week and continues to build up to game action. So, as we said, it'll be big to try to get one, if not both of those guys back as soon as possible, so you can kind of get not have to try to get away with those three young guys and Colton Gordon and mm-hmm. Walter and Gusto to have to fill the innings that they've been having to fill.
Well, here's the question. Later. Who gets back quicker, Spencer Arrighetti or Lance McCullers?
Lance will kill himself to try to.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt. But I think Spencer's close, man.
You think so?
Yeah, it's couched right now as a build up to game action is what we're doing. He's continuing his build up to game action. That tells me he's close. So,
I would imagine, Clint, he would have to make a couple at least two minor league starts.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing out in the Gulf Coast League. I'm assuming there's some games that are being played out there where he's getting some starts. At least that's what they told us about Abreu. So, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like, but it's got to be getting close to seeing something out of Spencer Arrighetti beyond just these Astros injury updates.
Yeah, hopefully, man. So that is the latest there. Zach DiCenzo has not progressed to hitting yet. So Chaz. Damn it, Chaz.
These nuts.
Chaz needed to be back by now.
Why is Chaz? Chaz always got Chaz. I'm really down on Chaz. You come at me about white boy Chaz. Chaz always got some kind of soft body injury. Like he's always got
the
old soft body.
I mean, he just got something like, come on, man.
Soft body, baby.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Grubbing down always, on him a lot of banana
always got
pudding.
A little something wrong with him. He reminds me of the guy that doesn't take good care of himself and doesn't.
And it creeps up.
And it's always something. It's always something, no matter what.
Probably dips, grizzly, wintergreen.
I mean, because he's not the guy that's, like Jeremy Pena, it wouldn't surprise me if Jeremy Pena, knock on wood, hopefully it never happens, but it wouldn't surprise me if Jeremy Pena didn't have like muscle pull problems. Because he's wound so tight. Yeah. I mean, you, the way he's built, the way he runs, you're like, that's a hammy waiting to happen.
It's a panty dropper.
What in the hell is Chaz? How is Chaz McCormick getting hurt?
He's wound him in that oblique and gets you at any point.
It gives maximum effort, dude. Stuff happens.
He gave maximum effort on that check swing and it.
All that inertia.
All of that just hurt that oblique. He's been out a minute, though.
He's got to come back stronger than ever.
It's always something.
We haven't talked about this on the show. Oh, Big John Batflip is back. Yeah. Big John Singleton signed
back on the roster.
Not a roster. He's on a minor league. He got a minor league contract. Yeah. But John believes he'll make it back. Yeah, there, Sugar Land.
Batflip the hell out of some pop ups.
Tyler doesn't sound real excited about it.
Like I was saying the other day, man, it's a great story. We've all said these words. Yeah. It's a good story. Seems like a nice. He ain't a good baseball player.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
He's not.
He's an all right bench hand.
John Singleton?
I'll be honest. He's bench hand. Oh, like off
I blacked
the bench,
out. Yeah. I'm sorry. Bench hand.
I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't think he was going to come back. I didn't think he was going to have a fun
I thought the career was finished.
At least with the Astros, they said, come on back home, baby.
Big left-handed bat, man.
Big left-handed bat, yeah. Minor leaguer out there at Sugar Land. You can go see him at Sugar Land, I believe.
In all seriousness, like for real, because we've seen it multiple times. Like, this isn't a joke. How many at-bats for him before you think we see a bat flip that's like a routine fly out to left or something?
Oh, I bet you can go do that and watch that right now in Sugar Land. But he's banging it, boy. Anything in the air is bat flipping it. Anything. He bat flips walks. What you got coming up?
Not line
drives. CJ Stroud. You got some, it's my football horny audio here. CJ Stroud. The one thing, the biggest thing that I think the Texans have to do this year to improve on what we saw last year. It has to do with CJ Stroud, and he's talking about it, y'all. I got that audio, and we'll cuss and discuss next.